Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting over the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. I'm Austin Verhill, along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli. Today, we have to talk about the Yankees' scorching hot start. But before we do that, I want to tell you guys a quick little story. I went to the Yankees game two Fridays ago, maybe. It was Aaron Judge bobblehead day. Worst line I had ever seen at a Yankee game. And I didn't know it was going to be that big of a deal. But it was. But I think the most interesting man of all time sat in front of me. And I don't know whether to call him interesting or annoying or stupid or whatever. But he had one of those New York hats where it's like half a Yankees logo and then half a Mets logo, right?
Dope. I love that.
I hate it. And he's wearing that. And then every time Judge got shown on the screen or came up to bat, he booed him.
It's 100%. That is not what I thought you were going to say.
That's what happened every time.
Maybe because he didn't sign the contract.
I don't know. I also the same section, maybe four seats over from that guy. That guy was in my seat, the row ahead, though, right? So a row ahead to me, like four or five seats to the left. Hicks throws a ball, and I'm in the bleachers. So, you know, when you're in the bleachers and someone's throwing you a ball from the field, they got to put some oomph on that ball for it to get there. So Hicks throws that ball up there, and the guy has his hands just like this, like he's about to catch a football. It goes right between the hands, hits him right between the eyebrows. The guy's out of it for the rest of the game.
Oh, nice.
So it was an eventful game.
Smart guy.
And I had a good time. And I'll tell you why
did
I had
get
a
head? Did you get a head?
Did I what?
Did you get a bobblehead?
Oh, yeah, I did. Hold on, let me get it. It's right here. It's right here. Hold on.
Let me see.
I was one of the lucky ones because
you could have sold that for beanage. Did anyone offer you money for it?
I did. Someone did. It was as I was leaving the stadium, and I was crossing the street heading towards the Babe Ruth bat, and this guy just goes, "Hey, bud, I'll give you $15 for that bobblehead."
No,
$15.
No,
bro, the ticket was $40, and that's an expensive Yankee ticket for me. So, I'm not. I guarantee you right now, I could probably get $50 for this easy.
Probably, yeah.
But I ain't selling it unless he signs somewhere else.
I was at the Yankee game the other day.
How was that?
It was good. I was wearing my Cubs hat.
I saw, and not only was someone chirping you, and rightfully so.
Why?
Why?
They're playing Cubs hat Yankees jersey.
That's fraudulent. I would be less offended if you wore all Cubs everything.
I like both teams.
So do I. Like, I do with the Phillies. But you see, first off, when the Yankees play the Phillies, you'll never catch me at one of those games.
Why? It's fun.
I can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it.
That much.
I do like the Phillies that much.
People were all up on me. And then some guy behind me, Yankees obviously were playing the Cubs, not the Mets. But this guy, every single time there was like a little like stadium prompt, you know, like "Let's go Yankees," he would change it to something against the Mets. Like every little thing's like "Mets suck, bomb bomb." "Mets suck, bomb bomb."
Bro,
I'm like, dude, shut the hell up.
Yeah, I hate when they do that.
Atlanta was. I'm like, he's like, "Atlanta's hot right now. Atlanta, like 10 straight, like Atlanta's hot." I was so mad. He would not shut up.
Atlanta is hot right now.
Yeah.
The whole NL East is hot. But why are we talking about two teams that are not playing on the field today?
I don't know.
Because the Mets are rent-free in that guy's head.
A lot of Yankee fans' heads. A lot. And I'm honestly not sure why.
I like the Mets.
I don't like the Mets just because of fans that are, you know, friends of mine. And also the Phillies. I like the Phillies. I can't like the Mets. So, honestly, most of my Mets hatred is from the Phillies fan perspective. But they were doing that at the game I went to, too. And I'm like, can we watch the Yankees destroy this team right now without having to? Because I went to the game. Aaron Judge bobblehead day was the Tigers game with that rookie pitcher who was tipping his pitches and got crushed. It was a good game. But we're talking about how hot they are. Aaron Judge has hit 25 home runs, and it's not even July. So
it's not even summer.
It's not even summer. You're right. So we are about to see, possibly, everything goes right. If he's on pace, what is it, 66 home runs?
He's going to break the non-steroid record, yeah.
If he breaks the non-steroid record, guys, there is no way he could go anywhere else.
I bet you. I think he's more likely.
More likely what?
I think the better he does, the more likely he doesn't sign with the Yankees.
The more likely he doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think he's going to price himself out?
Oh, but yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if the Yankees would be willing to give up Judge.
It'll look even worse for them if they don't.
It will. It will. Guys, it would. If we let's talk perfect case, right? He breaks the record, the non-steroid record, right? He has a phenomenal year in the field at the plate. We go playoff. We go playoffs. Rakes in the playoffs. We win the World Series. He's named MVP, and he walks. I think it would dampen the World Series.
I
don't know about that.
From the Yankees really perspective, pissed, but
well, going into the year, going into the next year, you'd be like, yeah, we won the World Series last year, but we lost the guy who did it.
But I mean, then the Yankees are like, yeah, we didn't have to pay him that much money to do that. I'm not gonna pay him. You know, they're not going to pay him for doing it. They want to pay him for what he's going to do.
Well, but he shows that he could do that again. Well,
he got a discount. We got one of the best seasons of all time at a discount.
Oh, okay, cool. I get that. I get that we're not paying him much this season. I mean, not paying him much. We're paying him like $17 million. But
yeah, you're paying him a decent amount.
Not paying
him. Paying not what he's worth.
Exactly. Yeah. You're getting a discounted season. But, I mean, it's not like he's going to forget how to do that in the offseason.
He's not going to do it again.
Why? Who knows? Why wouldn't he?
Because he wouldn't. This is like one of the best pieces of all time.
Yeah, he's on pace for something that like no one can do again. I'm sure he'll be very good and probably hit, I don't know, anywhere between 35 to 50 home runs and do just as well. But for 65 home runs, 134 RBIs, what, a 180 WRC plus or whatever the hell it is?
It's like 200.
Not going to happen again. Yeah, like, he's not going to do it again. He'll be close, but for that again, no way.
So I'm looking at Fangraphs right now. And
nerd.
Aaron Judge right now. If I can navigate the website. Aaron Judge right now.
Terrible website. It's a website.
Yeah, exactly. Is at a WRC plus of 196.
Damn.
That's dirty. That's dirty. If you want to compare that to, let's compare that to Aaron Hicks.
Please, no.
Let's see. Aaron Hicks is at an 86.
Wasn't he at a 400 batting average the last 11 games?
Yeah, then he like didn't get a hit after that.
Remember when he hit that home run, right?
Bless you.
He hit that home run. He hasn't gotten a hit since. Bless you.
Again.
you know, professional for muting the mic.
He even got the thank you and it then muted before he sneezed again. Now that's like, that's all time right there.
And let me tell you, those sneezes are powerful. He is jumping up and flailing those arms.
Most people say, did you just cough when I sneeze?
When I sneeze, I get a Jesus Christ. Because it's loud. But talking about,
I've already transitioned to the 50-year-old dad sneeze.
I have to.
You're powerful, man.
Talking about players that are scorching hot, Clay Holmes hasn't given up a run.
El Pueblo.
In 30 straight appearances?
He gave up a run in the first game of the year, and that was it. He gave up one run, and that was it.
It's
been it so far.
And I was thinking about this last night. Right now, how many Yankees should make the All-Star team? And I tweeted this out last night. You could argue everyone in the starting rotation should be an All-Star. You could legitimately argue that. You could argue for, I don't even think there's an argument to be made about Holmes. Nestor. Judge, obviously, Stanton. These players. Trevino is that's another legitimate option.
Rizzo is the most home run by a first baseman.
Get him in. But all I know is Nestor should be throwing to Trevino to start the All-Star game. That's what I want to see.
That nothing would make me happier.
Okay. So I went into my All-Star voting like, okay, I'm not going to vote all Yankees. I'm not going to vote all Cubs. I'm going to do this, you know.
I do the same deal.
And I found myself voting mostly Yankees. They mostly were the ones who deserved to be.
Yes, that's true. I mean,
I need to find my list again.
I was like, Luis Arraez. Go ahead, Luis. Get a nod.
Here we go.
There's a lot of Yankees that deserve it.
I only put three Yankees.
Who'd you put?
That weren't pitchers.
Because you can't vote for pitchers, which is stupid.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I put Gleyber, Judge, and Trevino.
We got a little bit of breaking news here.
Oh.
Luis Severino was scratched from today's start.
Oh, I knew this. I should have said that.
Yeah, placed on the COVID-19 list. So he'll be back eventually. And we don't Clark have to worry about Clark Schmidt, the man. I love Clark Schmidt.
Clark Schmidt podcast on right here.
I'm a big Clark Schmidt guy. Got that signed rookie. Another, like, we keep talking about these guys that are doing well. Matt Carpenter, out of nowhere.
I love him.
You know what this team has the feel of? It has the feel of if you were to mix the 2017 and the 2019 Yankees in terms of, you know, 2017, it just felt like kind of magical, right? Like everything was just going the Yankees' way, and that's how this year has felt. And 2019, in terms of these players that are playing extremely well, that no one thought it would have happened.
Next man up, still going.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say next man up as much because we haven't really been injured so much. It's just
knock on that wood right now. That was a bold statement you just made.
Knock on that bobblehead.
I don't want to break it. How many bobbleheads you guys got? I've tried to collect them, but they're always on Friday night games, and I hate Friday night games.
Too busy?
It's packed from the beginning, and Friday night games are when you find the casuals.
Don't you drive too?
I do drive. But you find that.
Where do you park?
I park right off the exit 6.
Damn it! That's what I saw that on Reddit. I was gonna park there. I parked right at that one, right outside the stadium.
Never.
It was fine.
Was it? Okay, cool. Yeah. But right outside, right off of exit 6 is where I park.
How far of a walk?
It's not that far of a walk. You cross the road, and then there is alley that leads to the subway platform. Or not even subway, I think it's MTA. And then you go up there, and then I think it's actually probably subway and MTA. And that leads to the stadium. Right where the Babe Ruth bat is, there's that stairs. That's where I right off of there is where I park.
Well,
go ahead.
Never mind.
All right.
Wait, Clarkson's 3-2 this year?
Yeah.
Some of those results are probably from relief appearances.
All five. Yeah. He has five relief. He has not started a game this year. He's 3-2.
He didn't start. Well, you know what it is he comes in. If he's coming in, it's the pitch multiple innings.
That's kind of crazy. I wonder
like a
what
Michael
the
King
most,
kind of a deal.
I wonder what the most wins is without a start.
That's a great question. See if you can find that out. But and you know what the detractors have said? The detractors of the New York Yankees. You know, they haven't beaten that many good teams. And I think the correct response to that is, well, there's not that many good teams in baseball. But also, you know, we're beating the teams that are put in front of us. We're starting, but we are officially starting a tough part of the season. You got, okay. Right now, we got the Rays, we got the Astros, and we got the Blue Jays. So
three good teams.
Those are three good teams. Those are three teams that people said would be better than us at the start of the season. So when we beat them, I don't want to hear anything about it. Do you guys want to go around the horn?
Yeah.
Because I think it's pretty interesting stuff around the league right now. We got Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier, former podcast mascot.
Former Scranton Rail Rider.
His bio still says Scranton Rail Riders forever.
Maybe he'll go back.
I doubt it. But he does. The Cubs come to New York a couple hours right before the series starts. Interviews come out. I don't know when those interviews took place, and
there were some of them came out a little bit before, like during the week. There was new ones that day, but most of those quotes had already come out.
Yeah, obviously, I don't think the interview happened that day. He wasn't going to interview the day of the game, but.
Yeah.
He was talking about the Yankees, and I don't think he said anything that crazy. He basically said that they made him cookie cutter, and I guess what he means by that is, you know, you gotta act a certain way, you have to shave, stuff like that. And I think we've all said how much we hate the facial hair policy, right?
Carlos got a soul patch. Are we gonna make
I know. He does. He straight up does. And I just, you know what I hope it becomes, and then eventually goes away, is that, you know, they say there's a facial hair policy, and then just people just start doing it. And yeah. You know, you're allowed to have a mustache but no beard, which is silly to me, because mustaches look worse than beards. So yeah, I don't get it.
Nestor's and Matt Carpenter's look pretty good on them, I must say.
That just shows you how outdated the policy is, because... That's when, like, mustaches used to be, like, a good thing.
Yeah, mustaches used to be, like, gentlemanly.
Yeah.
And beards were scoundrels, I guess. I don't know. It's all ridiculous. But, you know, he says that, and then right before the game, he gets DFA'd.
It was so funny.
Now, here's the thing.
I laughed so hard.
I think regardless of that, he gets DFA'd, right?
Yeah, it's just funny that the quotes came out, like, right before.
It's because there's no room for him. You know, they never gave him a fair chance because of Jason Hayward.
Who I was just...
His first home run of the year that day.
Yeah, someone on Twitter, I was looking at Clint Frazier, because I was trying to see what happened, because, you know, DFA could either mean he accepts and goes to the minors or he gets released. I don't know if that decision has been made yet. Although, I mean, the time's got to be running out, right? So, I was looking it up and I saw some Cub fans were upset about it and said, you know, why are we giving away this guy who has serious potential for Jason Hayward just to ground out the second? And I'm assuming.
That's exactly.
So, there's people who are not happy about it, and I think Clint Frazier gets another job pretty easily if he does get released, which makes me think that he's gonna get released. I don't know if he'll accept a minor league. I don't know if he'll accept going down to the minors.
Again.
Yeah, clearly he has issues with it. Tommy Pham.
Wait.
What?
Sparky Lyle, 99 wins, never started a game.
Is it, that's all that's time? Amazing. Or is that's got to be all time. Can't be in the season.
Yeah, all time. Yeah.
99 appearances without a start.
Wait, what?
You just...
No, 99 wins.
Oh, for career?
Yeah.
For career. Yeah 99 career wins without a start.
99 wins, no starts, and he won 13 games in 1977 when he won the Cy Young with the Yankees.
That's when relievers would win the Cy Young.
Yeah.
They don't do that no more.
183 ERA plus.
The last one was Gagne, right?
That's easy.
I think it was Eric Gagne, right? He's the last one to win it as a reliever. What about Clay Holmes, baby?
Hell yeah.
Keep it up. If Clay Holmes keeps this up.
No.
How? Okay, here's a question.
He doesn't allow a run.
Yeah, my question is, how much does he have to go off for him to win the Cy Young as a reliever?
Give up one or two runs max for the rest of the year.
And give me multi-inning saves. Go out there in the eighth and shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, and you know what? Maybe that gets rid of, the Chapman problem.
Dude,
if he's pitching the eighth and ninth.
If Chapman won't not be the starter, I don't want him then. Okay.
You mean the closer?
The closer.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you. Pitch the sixth or get at.
Pitch the eighth or pitch a high leverage situation. Don't.
You're just not closing.
That's not what Boone said, though.
That is not what Boone said.
And it pisses me off.
And let me tell you, there's no chance he's a Yankee next year, right?
If this is what happens?
I don't think Chapman. I don't think there's any chance Chapman's a Yankee next year.
I don't understand what he's done to warrant a position.
I mean, Clay Holmes, Michael King have worked him out of the rotation, out of the bullpen. If... Because we're not paying. He's overpaid right now. He is currently overpaid.
He's been overpaid for a while.
So, he's not going to take a pay cut, probably, with that massive of a pay cut.
I wouldn't either if I was him, to be completely honest. Look at that deal.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're not from us, though.
But
I mean, he's just
if they don't sign Judge and then sign Chapman to a deal similar to his current deal, I am going to be fuming.
I mean, he's 34. He's getting up there.
Yeah, I'm not
second reliever.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he has no place on the team. But
no, but if he's only going to take one position on the team, it's not worth it at all.
Exactly. And I don't know what he's like as a clubhouse guy. I don't know if him leaving the team would destroy the bullpen, but I doubt it.
I really want to talk more about this because it's like really frustrating.
It is.
Thinking that he has to be the closer.
Yeah, just this, for some reason, he must pitch the ninth. I don't get it.
Cool. I mean, if the eighth inning we're facing one, two, three in the order, There are homes out there. Okay, then you can pitch the ninth. Maybe the eighth inning is a bigger, higher leverage situation.
I did see a great tweet again. I can't remember who tweeted this one, and I feel bad, but it was a great tweet. It said, Aaron Boone said Clay Holmes will pitch in high leverage situations when Chapman comes back. So that'll be like three batters after Chapman comes in.
Yeah, so Holmes will still pitch the ninth.
He's just going to clean up the messes.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, I don't want to see him. Especially if we're at Houston, Chapman can't come in the game.
Okay, but think about how cool it would be to have Chapman in the seventh.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying there's a place for him in the bullpen.
Yeah.
It's not if the ninth. He wants it. It's not the ninth.
Why don't we use him as a start, as an opener?
That would be
sick. Oh my god, seeing 105 to start the game of 100.
It'd be kind of awesome.
It would be kind of sick. You go to him, and then you go to Clark. And then Clark gets
Holmes at the end.
And then Clark gets one of those wins.
Yeah.
For a game he didn't start. But Holmes really. Sparky Lyle was good. The Yankees have a history of relievers that ain't bad. Ain't bad at baseball.
Sparky's full name, Albert Walter.
Sparky.
Tommy Pham and Jock Peterson in the dumbest beef of all time.
Wait, is there something new about this? This is like old news.
I know it's old news.
Something came out like 2 days ago, but I didn't read it.
So and earlier today, you know what it is? It's that Tommy Pham won't let it go. That's what it is. It's everyone else is moving on, except Tommy Pham. He continued to talk about it and said, "You know what? I've got no regrets, none at all. Jock deserved to be slapped. He was suspended for 3 games." And the Giants threatened to file assault charges. And he said, I'm like, go ahead, assault for a slap, okay, people do worse. I don't know if he quite understands what assault is. People have been arrested for worse, so go ahead.
I mean, yeah, they have.
The MLB threatened to suspend him for 8 to 10 games if he didn't accept the ban. The league used Odor's 8-game suspension for punching Jose Bautista in 2016 as a comparable. And fans said, I was like, come on, how is that even similar to Odor? That was a punch and it was during the game. Now, I do understand a punch is worse than a slap, but, I mean, during the game, before the game, does that matter at all?
You did it on the field, I mean.
People were still there. I mean, it's not like it was
it's slap, a separate thing. Do it thing. Somewhere else.
And he said, Fam
really
believes
anywhere
many.
Else, bro.
Fam then goes on to say, there were about 100 people that said thanks to me after I slapped them. That's gotta be bull. There's no shot. 100 people were like, yeah, man, he put an injured player on the IR in fantasy football. Wait up, teach him a lesson.
Let's go.
It's not even that's not stashing players, by the way. It's not stashing players to put your hurt player.
How dare he? How dare he?
And he talked trash to Trout. As being the commissioner of the league.
When we found out that Trout didn't want to be commissioner of that league.
That's it. Being the commissioner of a fantasy football league seems like the least likely Trout thing in the world.
Oh, I love it.
He doesn't want to communicate to anyone.
Yeah, that's not a good job for him.
Trout barely markets himself. I don't think he wants to take care of a fantasy league.
Yeah, we were talking about the Cubs before, right? And him, they've been bad. They've been bad. They've lost 9 straight.
Lovable losers.
They're about to be.
They're losers for sure.
Yeah, no, they're not good, man.
It and you know, and it makes you think about the Yankees in terms of, you know, yes, the Cubs win the World Series in 2016, and I mean it's been terrible since. And you look at the Yankees, we've never seen them below 500. We've never seen a below 500 season.
I'd rather the Yankees do what the Cubs did than this. Not the 100-year curse, but I would take. I mean, be honest. It was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There were six really good years.
I mean, but they weren't. 2017 to 2020 wasn't. It was good, but it wasn't what you expected after. That team should have been.
They got worse since the ALCS Game 7, 2017.
Yeah.
The one step down.
I'll take it. They won the World Series.
Yeah, they do win the World Series. And what a world has there been? There hasn't been a better World Series since.
Cubs have won more World Series than the Yankees in the last
10 years.
Yeah.
But like, you want to move up,
or you know,
you don't want one and you're done. And then the core leaves. And then that's it.
It was one and done.
It
was not.
They got swept in 2015 in the NLCS or something or whatever.
Yeah, the NLCS to the Mets. Yeah,
then they finally win. Yes, let's go. They haven't even come close. It's like, that must be disappointing.
They came close.
When?
2017.
Who'd they lose to in 2017?
Dodgers.
It was at the NLCS?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
How many games did that go?
Probably like five. Yeah, that's not coming close.
Then 18, you make the playoffs again. 19, make the playoffs. 2020, make the playoffs. Lose to the Marlins.
the wild card.
Shit happens, man.
Well, but didn't the Cubs? You say 2018? Didn't they lose? I mean,
lost in the wild card in 18 as well.
That doesn't count.
The Rockies
doesn't count. Wild card doesn't count.
Yes, it does. They made the playoffs.
Last year, Yankees doesn't count.
It counts for postseason merch.
And I got to tell you what. To the people who wear playoff merch for a year, they didn't win the World Series. What are you doing?
What if you went to that game?
If you went and you had like a, I was there, sure. I was there for when my team didn't win. I don't mess
for anything that isn't wild card.
I don't mess with playoff merch unless you won the World Series that year.
I buy it when they get eliminated at a discount.
Say again, Nick?
I buy postseason merch after they get eliminated at a discount.
I don't have
why not
any postseason merch except for 2000. And 2009. And 96.
I got the 2019 AL something. I think it was the division.
Let me tell, who we beat that year? Was that the Indians?
Oh, no. It was division champs.
Division champs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. Because that's not a playoff shirt. You know what I mean?
It is. You go into the playoffs if you're in the division.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't even do that. Because the bobblehead had a little shake. But, you know, former Yankee. I brought up 2009 World Series. You know who managed that team? Joe Girardi. And he gets fired. Interim manager. Rob Thompson, former Yankee bench coach, and the Phillies have been hot since.
Have they lost since they fired him?
I think they maybe lost the first game after, but then haven't after that. So, they're playing nice, and it's the opposite for the Angels. Angels fire Joe Maddon, I do not think he should have been fired. I was curious about your guys' opinion about that. I do not think he should have been fired.
Man, his career's just done, and he probably just got stale.
Maybe, but did you guys see the heartbreaking report? Breakheart.
It was so funny.
The heartbreaking report that the day he showed up and he was told that he got fired, he had cut his hair into a mohawk to motivate the team.
And they didn't even get to see it.
They didn't even get to see it.
Come on, that's funny, man.
It's funny when you don't think about it too much.
It's funny because it's not my hair.
Or job. But I mean, he'll be able to afford to. He can house himself just fine, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I don't think he's too worried.
Does he manage again? Do either of them manage again?
They shouldn't. Maybe Girardi might find a job somewhere.
I think Joe Maddon would probably be great as an analyst. I think he could be a good analyst. He always seemed to be, like, kind of charismatic. Which is good. I did not enjoy Girardi that much as an analyst. But, you know, good luck to them. I'm sure someone called the Michael Kay show and said that Joe Girardi should become the bench coach for the Yankees now. And, I mean, that would be dumb as hell. Why would you fire any of the coaching staff right now? And why would a player want their, like, you wouldn't want the bench coach to be someone who had at one point managed that player. It's silly. It takes everything they say. It just demeans it.
Well, what's his name? It was supposed to, they wanted our third base coach to be the Mets bench coach, but he said no. He's like, why would I do that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Luis Rojas.
Yes. They're like, you're a really good coach. We kind of want you to be our bench coach. He's like, no.
We really like you, but you're not worth anything higher than on the bench.
Yeah.
Hey guys. Hello?
Yes.
Is it playing?
What?
Why is it not playing? Hello? Play. I'm trying to play the swag or not swag sound, and it just won't.
Well, I mean, I guess we know what time it is.
Okay. That spooks me. Alright guys, it's time for swag or not swag. I don't know what the title is, but I'm gonna say some statements, and you tell me swag or not swag. Okay.
Let's hear him.
Alex Bregman is mid.
I agree.
I haven't even thought about that, man. Swag.
Swag.
I haven't even thought about him once this year.
Jeremy Pena better, even though they don't play the same position.
Okay, that's a Pena. He might win Rookie of the Year.
He will. J-Rod second, and Shane McClanahan third. You heard it here first.
Bobby Witt not even in the convo.
Not for me. Be top five though.
Yeah, but I mean, how many are there? How many highly touted are there?
Oh, Adley Rutschman.
Adley Rutschman hasn't been. He hit his first homer.
Counts.
Yeah, I got a funny name for Adley Rutschman. I call him Adley Rustman. He's just a white Jesus Montero.
All right. Jose Trevino
is God.
Will be the Yankees catcher for the next 3 years.
Not swag.
No way. That would be a problem. That means something happened with Austin Wells, Anthony Siegler, Antonio Gomez.
Yeah, just name every the last seven first-round picks for the Yankees, all catchers.
Really, as much as I love Jose Trevino, that would really suck.
Okay, so the question is, how What do we think Trevino will be for the Yankees, and how long will it be?
The catcher for the next year.
So next year, you think it's Wells?
It'll be someone else next year. I think Trevino might be a backup.
Higgy has just started to heat up.
It doesn't move me. Oh, we also have Josh Bro.
There's just so many names.
We have so many catchers.
150 rookies this season.
Robbie Ray is exactly where he belongs.
Swag.
And what I mean by that is Robbie Ray is just not good and belongs with the Mariners because of it.
I wouldn't say he's not good, but he certainly had a one season wonder. He's not getting back there.
Yeah, what a fall from grace. See, he's on that Rick Porcello pack right now. Rick Porcello should not have won the Cy Young that year, by the way.
No, he should not have.
But Robbie Ray is a 4.52 ERA right now. He's got a whip of 1.25. That's not good.
No, it's not.
Holy moly. Okay. Shane McClanahan is a future Cy Young Award winner.
Swag. You muted him.
What was that?
I said Shane McClanahan is a future Cy Young Award winner.
Not swag.
Not swag.
That kid's nasty.
But he is.
Hard to win the Cy Young.
It is hard to win the Cy Young.
Why does Robbie Ray lead baseball history with strikeouts per nine?
What?
Is this a glitch?
Are you kidding me?
His 11.1 strikeouts per nine is the best ever.
Well, yeah, like I said, he has a 4.52 ERA, but he's fourth in strikeouts this year.
Yeah,
oh my god,
strikes out a lot of people.
He does.
Oh my god, it's not even active. Oh my god, it's everybody.
It's everybody.
Oh my god, dude, what?
Well, you could find stats that tell you Craig Kimbrel's the best reliever of all time.
Why is Strasburg 7?
11's really high.
11 is really high.
And Chris Sale's right behind him. Dude, what?
Oh, speaking
Why is Oliver Perez 17th? Rich Hill is 20th. This is a fake stat. I'm not using strikeouts per nine ever again.
Strikeouts per nine is pretty... I like that stat.
11.1
is very good. Now. He's having a down year.
The shadows of my room...
Dude, Rich Hill, I can't believe this. What is this, bro? Are you kidding me?
Well, let me tell you something. I forgot.
Nice.
Sick. All right.
Did you have another swag or not swag?
I did, and that was, and I liked it, and then I lost it. What were we talking about? We talked about Robbie Ray. Oh, you said. Swag or not swag, Chris Sale is finished.
Swag.
I like that swag.
Let's go smoking on that Chris Sale pack.
Yo, I dress better for Chris Sale's downfall than I will for my own wedding. I am sipping on that Haterade all day for Chris Sale, and I'm not ashamed about it.
Never mind. I'll have some hater tots with that Haterade, bro.
Okay, what are the odds that the two pitchers that you brought up back-to-back lead baseball in a stat? That's crazy.
Lead it in an all-time stat. It's not even, like, active. It's so dumb.
Chris Sale has the best strikeout-to-walk ratio of all time.
Better than Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, that's
Well, that's point. Not hard.
Oh, wait, oh, yeah, he walked a lot of people. Right, did he?
Leads the MLB in walks. Like,
oh, then, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he still strikes people out. Tom Seaver.
That was a bad, like, bad twice example. As many people.
Really, really, really bad example. Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks, Dick. Tom Seaver.
His sales strikeout to walk ratio is 5.3.
Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens.
Nolan Ryan is 2.04.
Okay. Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens is 2.96.
What?
Yeah, you're good at
wait,
this.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that Robbie Ray has five times more than Roger Clemens?
Wait, we're talking about strikeouts to walk ratio.
Oh, strikeouts to walk. Okay. I thought we were still talking about strikeouts per nine.
No, yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Okay.
All right. Can you name someone off the top of your head with a good strikeout to walk ratio?
A good strikeout.
I can't.
It's, well, because usually the two go hand in hand. When one's high, the other's high.
Yeah.
So it is tough. I mean, this year, what's Nestor at right now? Nestor don't walk nobody.
Did he strike anybody out, though? Yeah, good. 4.41 this year.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
A lot of the Yankee staff right now. Tyone might be out there,
you know,
too.
Who had a great one? I know who's got a great one.
Who's that? Oh.
Masahiro Tanaka, baby. Fifth all time. That's my
whoa. Tyone strikeout to walk this year is 7.4.
I told you.
Jesus Christ.
Did someone say Masahiro Tanaka?
Yo.
Yes.
How much you willing to discuss for that bobblehead?
It's one of my favorites. So, I don't know if there is a discussion to be had at the moment.
It'd be like that.
I also have a Whitey Ford. And then I have a Captain America one with an Islanders logo on it.
Gross.
Jacob DeGrom, second best. Strikeout to walk ratio. Tanaka has the fifth best all time.
Yeah, bro. Let's go.
All right.
Wow,
well,
there's a lot of active players on this.
It's been a wonderful episode.
Very.
We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees. And go Avalanche.
Yes, please. Go Avalanche.
Been rooting from them since the beginning.
Why am I sick all of a sudden?
I'm sick of you all of a sudden.
Shout out Tommy Bond.
All right. See you guys.
Third piece, best strikeout to walk ratio.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BoogiePod and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.